This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, another hour of power. Oh, man, I remember, wasn't there a show like the hour, you guys would know. I mean, there was an hour power show. It was a religious show. And I guess it went an hour. Just guessing here that the 100-year war lasted, what, 100 years? When was the War of 1812? Oh, man, lots to talk about. Lots. Did you celebrate the end of Ramadan? They call it Eid al-Fitr, something like that. Eid al-Fitr. I'm probably not saying it right, but Eid al-Fitr. That sounds almost German when I say Eid al-Fitr. Thank Allah that Ramadan is over. 174 attacks during Ramadan by the religion of peace. 1,595 people killed. This is from a site that tracks this kind of stuff. This is like the Chicago Tribune tracking violence of black people on the weekend. Well, we just found out that Ray Ray killed Shaniqua's ex-boyfriend's grandson. You know, I mean, they track this. 174 attacks during Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. That used to be the number of attacks in Muslims, for Muslims, that happened over decades. That many attacks, the number of attacks that happened in a month and killed as many people were the number of attacks that happened in a decade. Are you paying attention? In the 1990s, there were 36 attacks killing just over 1,400 people in the entire decade of the 90s. Are you paying attention to me? Now, we have 174 attacks to kill 1,595 people during Ramadan, when Muslims are supposed to be celebrating. You know, I don't even know what they do, but I can't imagine you've got a time you set up that you go, we will all take, you know, be introspective and look at ourselves, and blah, blah, blah. I know it sounded more Indian than it did Arabic, but I'll get it. But they're supposed to be looking inside of themselves and thinking about Allah and whatever else, and instead they're out there killing infidels. This site wrote, it's called The Religion of Peace. Against the 174 attacks, 1,595 bodies, 1,960 injured in 29 countries across the globe, there was just one person killed in an anti-Muslim attack by an intoxicated loner in London with mental health issues following three consecutive Islamic attacks there. But the Muslims came out, you have to stop this carnage. Stop the carnage against the Muslim people. Yeah, really? So we truly have a lone wolf attack, because every Muslim attack, as you know, is a lone wolf attack. There were 174 lone wolf attacks during Ramadan that killed 1,595 people, injured 1,960 people in 29 countries. That is one busy lone wolf. Oh! No wonder Trump didn't celebrate Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of Ramadan, finally a tradition we've broken after 8 years with Barack Obama, because guess what? Prior to Barack Obama, we never celebrated it anyway. What's to celebrate? Hey, happy Ramadan. Now, be along your way. We got to celebrate the beginning and the end. We got to talk about what's to talk about. The religion of peace is carnage during their time of holy sacrament? I mean, what do you want to talk about? Wow. And guess what? Today, there'll be a lot more Muslim killings all over the world in the name of religion. We will get to you, infidels. Eventually, we will get you. What else we got? California travel ban. Have you got a travel ban from California? Liberals are nutty. I'm going to get into that separately because I don't want to cover that. This is a short segment. We're already halfway through it. I don't want to cover it now. Hey, is Loretta Lynch going to testify? You know, where's the focus on this? Why isn't Barack Obama testifying as to why he didn't do more in knowing that the Russians had attacked our system of, you know, of voting? Voting system. See how you do that? You mix it up. Yeah. Why is he not being called to testify? Why didn't you do more, Barack? What were you thinking? Maybe we'll get into that. I mean, look, all these people knew. The DNC, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, Comey, did she say Comey? Not Comey. Jay Johnson lied. Jay Johnson lied. He says that, you know, we didn't turn over our information. We were requested and this, that, and the other. No, Comey. She said Comey, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Comey. Comey lied. Thank you. I appreciate it. See? You're paying attention. That's why you guys get paid the little bucks. You pay attention to the details. All right. So we got that. We got Ferguson settlements. We got Miley Cyrus. The Supreme Court. The Supreme Court in the news. Justice Kennedy may announce his retirement. Now, don't get too freaky deaky on me. Let me tell you why. Because I met with Reverend Clarence Thomas. He's not a reverend. But I was certainly reverent to him because he is an amazing guy. But I met with Justice Clarence Thomas when they said he was going to retire. And he says, they'll retire carrying me out of here on a stretcher. He is not retiring. So I don't know if the rumors of 81-year-old Justice Kennedy are true. Like I told you guys, this was an important election. Why? Because we had so many Supreme Court justices who were septuagenarians and octogenarians. Is that the right? Yeah, that's it. So, you know, you got 70 and 80-year-old people that have lived very comfortable lives. What? Look, here's my point. I get it's a thing for life, you know, an appointment for life. But it doesn't mean you got to die there. And I understand why we do it. It's because it's the justices want to stay there because it's a big political thing that you can't let the court flip one way or the other. Isn't that pathetic? Think about that. We can't look at what's best for America because we have to be worried about ideology. Oh my gosh, are they too leftist? Look, I believe Gorsuch will rule based on good common sense. I do not believe that Sotomayor nor Elena Kagan do that. I believe these two women are hardcore leftists. They will never see things through our prism of America because they are so distorted. That's why we have to do it. Used to be a time, we should be able to take the best lawyers in America, and say, you're on the Supreme Court. We're not looking at political ideology, but we can't do that any longer. Isn't that a shame? That's just pathetic. Anyway, we'll get into that because, look, the left is going to be, they're like, oh, Donald Trump's going to get to put another Supreme Court. That's really going to tip the scales in the favor of the right. That gets rid of Justice Roberts. Yeah, well, get used to it because we took your two chumps. Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. More coming up, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. If you want to contact us by phone, the phone number is 844-551-8255. We'd love to hear from you. So I got a fan mail from a gentleman. Dylan. He says, just heard you mention your site and ask people to reach out if they like the show. Well, I listen every day, and I love the show. Capitals on love. And he says, unlike a lot of your listeners, though, I am listening from outside the U.S. I'm in Lyon, France. I catch you every morning, France time, via KYKN's internet radio feed. I enjoy your take on things. You always make me laugh, and it's perfect listening experience as I move through the morning towards my lunch break. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all the great talk. Well, Dylan, in Lyon, I will be in Paris this week, in fact. So I don't know if it happens that you can get by there, but we'll get some details as to, you know, how you might be able to get in contact with me, because we'd love to meet up with you. I've got my son and his fiance coming by one day, so I'm not going to have a lot of time. But I figure, you know, if I'm in France, I will meet with Dylan. And we will parlez-vous français, oui? Oui, d'accord. Okay. So anyway, Ferguson, right? We got Michael Brown. They finally got us a number, folks. The family received $1.5 million. That's what the going rate is for cop killers. Who knew it? Now, I talked about the details of the Michael Brown settlement earlier because they weren't released. All they said was the family has settled with the city of Ferguson. Now we know the number. And I'm curious, how do you feel about this number? How do you feel about the idea that a kid who strong-arm robbed a bodega, goes out, confronts a cop, tries to kill a cop, gets himself killed, the cop is exonerated, the city, for the most part, is exonerated except for, oh, a couple of sensitive emails, and this kid gets 1.5, the family gets 1.5 million of the tax dollars of this of the city. I just find that ridiculous. At least the rate has dropped. I'll give it that. It's dropped for black thugs. Yeah. Maybe it was because Brown attempted to kill a cop that his award was far less than that of Freddie Gray, who got over $6 million. His family got over $6 million for his jostling around and hurting his back and ultimately dying. I don't know what killed Freddie Gray. Really don't. Negligence? I can't imagine a van driver is driving a van so recklessly that it can kill somebody without everybody else looking at him going, dude, what are you doing? Slow down. Stop swerving. And plus, as we all know, Marilyn Mosby's under fire for the whole Freddie Gray situation because she couldn't get a single cop indicted. That's gone. So the Baltimore has paid out over $6 million for Freddie Gray. Ferguson's paid out $1.5 million for an attempted cop killer. Where do you think we're going to go here as a society? Here's what they reported. The insurance company for the city of Ferguson has paid $1.5 million to settle a wrongful death lawsuit that was filed by his parents. When they filed that wrongful death lawsuit, I bet you there wasn't a conservative in the country who didn't believe they wouldn't get a nickel for this. Because I certainly didn't think they would. There is no way on Allah's green earth that I would have settled for a nickel. You know, even as a token gesture, or maybe I would have as a I'd say, yeah, we'll settle. Here's your nickel. Boop! And flipped it at him. But the attorney, Apollo Carey, he came out and disclosed the amount. And originally, they didn't want people to know. Maybe they poll tested it and said, you know what? Black people want to know how much they're getting when you get one of your family members get killed. Yeah, we live in a time, folks, when strong-arm robbers and potential cop killers get paid. What a signal this sends to the community at large. Do you feel safer? And what about Darren Wilson? Is he going to get any money? I mean, what's going on with him? The police officer whose life was in the balance as he struggled with a 6'4", 280-pound gentle giant who was trying to kill him. Is the city going to settle with him? I love the black perspective on this lawsuit, too. It came in an article that was written by Hip Hop Wired. And here's what they wrote. Brown's parents, Michael Brown Sr. and Leslie McSpadden, filed a wrongful death suit after the ruling, suing the city, former police chief Tom Jackson, and Wilson, Darren Wilson, in 2015. The suit claimed that Ferguson's police culture, you're going to love this, police culture of being hostile to black residents led to Wilson using excessive force and killing Brown. Brown's parents will split the money, walking away with $750,000 that will never bring their son back. And then they go on to offer more context on this payout. Brown and McSpadden had to lose their son, wait 2 years to get this money. Meanwhile, Wilson killed someone, made more than $300,000 in less than a month thanks to supporters creating a crowdfunding campaign to cover his legal costs and living expenses after losing his job. It was rumored he was paid handsomely for his exclusive interview with ABC News. So let's say all that happened, that he was paid handsomely, whatever that is. These fools are saying they don't even realize what they're writing. He loses his job after it's been determined that he did his job correctly. He made $300,000 to cover his legal expenses, which probably were more than that. Who knows? I don't have any more numbers than they do. But I know this. He didn't do anything wrong. And nobody's out there advocating on his behalf through Black Lives Matter or something, or All Lives Matter, saying Darren Wilson is a police officer who did his job correctly. but a thug who robbed the store and tried to kill Darren Wilson, his family's getting $1.5 million. Now you go, well, it was the insurance company that paid it, Kevin. I don't know if there's any leftists listening to the program right now that would think some nonsense like that, but it isn't the insurance company paying it. The citizens of Ferguson will pay it. Insurance companies aren't in the business. Oh, well, hey, listen. Yo, who knows what will happen? Let's just go pay out this $1.5 million. We'll never get that back. They're going to raise the rates on the city of Ferguson. What do you think's going to happen? Their next insurance policy is going to, what's this $1.83 million on here? That was to cover the $1.5 that we paid out for you from Michael Brown. Oh, okay. So black folks are paying for the crime, the criminality of a black thug. Look, I don't misunderstand me, folks. I have a real problem with the mother losing her son and a father losing his son. I get that. I get the human part of it. But I also understand the other side of it. He was trying to kill somebody else's son. I mean, what do you think? What would we be talking about had Michael Brown killed Darren Wilson? Would they be lamenting the fact that he's being indicted? Would there have been crowdfunding sites to pay his legal fees? You know what I was trying to say. What? What would we be talking about? If Darren Wilson had died, has anybody even thought about that? Because he got shot. His thumb, I mean, something happened. Well, I know there was blood on him. There was undoubtedly a struggle. Will we be talking about the one more cop who was killed in the line of duty, and that's just it? You think that the city would be settling for $1.5 million in a wrongful death lawsuit because some thug stole something and Darren Wilson made the call? It's not the way it works. But it works that way on the thug side. So yes, do I feel for this family losing their son? Absolutely. But I don't feel for the thug being killed.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. CBS had hoped to showcase average citizens concerned about the Trump-Russian collusion thing, and so they got Frank Luntz to do a focus group. And I'm going to tell you a little inside baseball on Frank Luntz. I've seen Frank Luntz many times when I go to D.C. Nice guy, but he is a leftist. We've talked about how he stacks the deck against the things that he doesn't really like, even though he does it in the name of, hey, you know, let's see how the world's really thinking. It's really not that way. He's crafting a message. And sometimes he does it just for sensationalism. But anyway, he puts together a focus group of people who voted for Trump. And he said, let's talk about the various issues. And it was a hodgepodge. There was one black dude on there. Obviously a few women, men, he mixed it up, I guess, as much as you could. I don't know what the criteria was, but supposedly everybody had voted for Trump. And I want you to hear the actual, session, because it was very eye-opening in so many ways. But I really want you to pay attention to this. I want you to pay attention to how Frank Luntz asked the questions. It's one thing to the intonation of a question can tell you the leaning of the person. And I'm telling you, I watched Frank Luntz as giddy as a little girl when Barack Obama got elected. I've never seen a guy who's supposed to be just laying it out there very fairly get so excited when Barack Obama got elected. And that was all I needed to see to go, this guy's a leftist. There's no way you could be a moderate or on the right and you were that excited about the election of Barack Obama. There's just no way. If you were excited about the election of Barack Obama, you are a leftist. If you've recovered and you've come back the other way, congratulations. But I'm not going to mince words with you. That's what you were. You had succumbed to leftism. The idea that, oh, we finally got a black president. You know what? As a black man growing up in the 60s, I can tell you this. I never believed in my heart of hearts that a black person couldn't be president. It wasn't some thing like, oh my God, in my lifetime, I just hope that America will. It was like, of course America will have a black president. As soon as somebody decides to run, that's like saying, I wonder if there's going to be a big black center available in the NBA in the next season. Yeah. Does he want to play? It is a whole other thing. But yeah, there'll be black guys that can ball ready to play basketball. So that was the way it was for me. Anyway, let's play the clip and then we'll analyze it.
in this election?
No, I mean, they didn't get into the voting machines and change votes. It wouldn't have made any difference one way or the other. Now, did they try to hack the election? We found out from the leaker, that woman, that yes, they did, but they weren't successful.
Should we be investigating this?
Yeah, but not for the purpose
of... It's already been investigated.
So you think we're done? There's nothing more to learn?
Why not learn more? But don't do it for the purpose of overturning an election. Do it for the purpose of learning how we can put walls up, how we can keep...
Isn't that what's happening now?
If the Russians affected the election, then that means they changed the minds of the American people. And that's not what happened.
The whole purpose of this is to have an investigation to see if there are specifics. Do you want to shut that investigation down?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a giant, huge waste of time. If there's an investigation into this whole Russian thing, then it needs to be on, well, they physically went into our machines, hacked our machines, this whole hacking thing, and actually changed the election results. People read fake stuff on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all day. Anybody could put that up. I could put it up. You could put it up.
So let's stop there. Analyze what's going on. This is Kevin Jackson Show, what you're listening to, folks. So Luntz is asking about the Russians. He's asking... For supposedly former Trump voters, what's it doing to influence you? Zero. There are people going, yeah, let's look at it, but let's look at it in the context of what needs to be done to make sure it doesn't happen again, but not in the context of Donald Trump did something wrong. So they get it. And here's the point of all of this. There wasn't a single defector. There was not a single detractor. They had different reasons for saying shut it down, do this, go further, and don't go further, whatever. But there was not a single detractor. And the bigger question around this stuff would have been, for me, why wasn't this being investigated during the time of Obama? If you go back and look at the timelines, they knew. Barack Obama talked about China's hacking, Russian hacking of everything. Why was it not a priority until it became election time? Barack Obama, what was he doing? Where was our cybersecurity? We've certainly allocated a lot of money to this. But now I want to go on to the next part of what he talks about, because that's actually more meaningful in the full context of things. Let's run that.
Okay, so we're now in the middle of June. I want you to give me one word or phrase to describe Donald Trump. Now that we have some idea of who he is, give me a word or phrase to describe Donald Trump.
I'd say honest.
Determined. Effective.
True.
Strong.
Productive.
Yeah.
Tough SOB. Very authentic.
How many of you in this room love the tweeting? You think it's really appropriate for a president to do that?
It could be better.
Yeah.
It could be better. He needs to tone down the language a little bit, but the bottom line is it's his way to get the message out.
I would argue that Donald Trump shouldn't tone it down. This brash brand that he has is what got him elected.
You know, my thing is I'm so tired of people beating on Donald Trump. Donald Trump made his promises. He kept them. And that's the type of new leadership that we need.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I encourage you to see this entire focus group interview. I encourage it. Because CBS's audience had to be shocked. And I'm telling you, folks, this is so good what's happening here. We're not talking about a Fox focus group. You would expect that. This is a CBS focus group where Frank Luntz probably thought he was going to get people on the Trump train to jump off. So he covered a couple of topics in the segments in the little bit that we just shared with you. So first of all was the Russians. Not a person, not a single defector. Everybody going, it's a snipe hunt. So the CBS audience, a leftist audience, gets to hear that. Trust me, other places are playing the sound bites as well. Then the next thing he asked was, describe Donald Trump in a word. Honest, determined, effective, true, strong, productive, tough. Tough SOB, I think is what the guy said. Very authentic. Now, again, not a single detractor. Everybody who supported Trump continued to support him, and they use words that would never be used to describe Barack Obama. Not authentically, unless somebody's just playing games with you. Barack Obama, strong, tough, productive, authentic, effective, determined, honest. Now I want you to think about what the left has tried to do to Donald Trump, folks, over the last year, and particularly over the last 6 months. Ask yourself, Would you have described Donald Trump as honest in terms of how the media has portrayed him? The answer is, of course not. They told you if Donald Trump was elected, your life as you know it was over. Everybody's lives ended. Women and children would be the first to die. Then veterans. You know, then all of the endangered species. And then he'd finally get around to conservatives, because we were going to die. Which many of us have at the hands of leftists, by the way. Or they've certainly tried. And finally he'd get around to killing all the Democrats. He'd kill the stock market. The economy would be in triage. We would be in 50 wars. And what happened? Nothing. Honest, determined, effective, true, strong, productive, tough SOB, very authentic. Nothing, repeat, nothing the left has said has changed the mind of a single one of these focus group people that they put on CBS in the hopes that people would jump off the Trump train on a leftist station. They were waiting. Ooh, Frank's going to get him now. How would you describe him? Amazing. Godlike. You know, rock star. What do you think happened? What do you think the audience was in there going, what? Oh, I can't believe people. Oh, they're just crazy. Well, I mean, you got to admit, you know, he is doing a lot of good things. That's what happens. Folks, you've watched. That was the first foray that I've seen where a conservative. I mean, there's not Fox isn't even conservative, but the mainstream media portrayed people, real people with real issues, not brought in bourgeois cocktail sipping types, but ordinary Americans going, we like this guy. If you don't see that as for what it is, that is the first step. You witness something really spectacular there. The answer is then he goes into tweeting. What do you think about tweeting? Well, I mean, he could tone it. The worst that it got was, I mean, come on, he can get a little off message or he could tone it down. But most of the people were like, no, love it. He needs to do it. It keeps him out this, that, and the other. And that's exactly what I tell everybody. The reason why the left talks about the tweeting is it's effective. If they weren't talking about it, it would be because it isn't working. It's working. And Donald Trump knows it. And I can tell you, there is nothing, repeat nothing, anybody's going to say or do that will get him to stop it except God himself. Because God will have to take him, he'll have to literally not even take his fingers away, because Donald Trump will be, okay, take a message, put this down. Folks, this is a really big issue here, big deal that happened on CBS.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about. I promise you, today truly was the first. It's not the first day, but in a long time where I just didn't know what to talk about. There's so much to talk about. We've talked about handle winning Donald. Why it's so important. I spent a lot of time on that early on. We talked about the left redefining the lexicon of, you know, fail. Cuomo was hysterical on that. Democrats honing their message. Hillary Clinton calling the GOP the death party. The cabal against Nancy Pelosi. The end of Ramadan. We talked about Ferguson. We talked about a ton of stuff. And let me tell you, the stuff we didn't get to. I don't know how much of this we can get to. Mueller's picks, the Democrats' moral victories, the body of a federal prosecutor that was going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He was found dead. We've got pop culture stuff from Ricky Gervais saying stupid things, John Oliver being sued, Miley Cyrus putting her foot in her mouth. Loretta Lynch, is she going to testify? Supreme Court justices that may retire, and on and on. And I just, there's so much. It really is. We should go into OT. Can we go into overtime? You guys go, were you already packing up? Yeah, we're not done yet. We got another segment. Sit down. Sit down, white boys. Oh, y'all ain't going to slave it. The plantation is still open. Yeah. Packing up your gear. Like you got something. Where you got to be? Where you trying to get to? You got something with your girlfriend? Look, no offense. I get it. Yeah, you got a girl. Good for you. You want to get that? Go see mama. But look, we got stuff to do. In fact, I may have to keep you in OT just for sugar. Just because now I know you want to get out of here. See, you never should tip your hand like that to the boss man. Yeah, reparations up in this mug. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. So what are we going to talk? Let's cover a few things real quickly. Okay, so there's a travel ban. California is instituting a travel ban. Leave it to leftists to say, this here, my juke joint, you can't leave. They're telling Californians where they can't go. Yeah, but here's the thing. You could be a radical Muslim terrorist, or you could be a drug trafficking Mexican, and California loves you. I'll put it to you this way. If the adjoining state to California said, we welcome radical Muslim terrorists and drug trafficking Mexican gang leaders, California would go, we love this state that's next to us, and we encourage you to go visit Arizona or wherever, right? I'm not saying Arizona said that by any means, but they would encourage it. But because last week Texas Governor Abbott signed legislation into law that would allow child welfare providers, including faith-based adoption agencies, to refuse adoptions to hopeful parents based on sincerely held religious beliefs. California's mad at him. Now, I don't know what the governor of Texas is trying to say, but he's allowing these people to say, look, if you're an atheist and we don't want to have a child adopted, you can't do that. I don't know. Look, I don't understand why people put agencies together. There are people that will tell you that, hey, if you're the devil himself, you can adopt babies. And there are some that say, no, you got to be pristine clean. Whatever. If that fits your business model, so be it. I'm not going to tell, if you're trying to help kids and you say, look, we just want these kids, as long as the environment is safe, I don't really care. Now, I went far in talking about Lucifer adopting kids, but let's face it, leftists do adopt children. So, you can't help that. But I'm saying, if the kid is safe and is out of foster care, because I know what that's like, you know, getting 100 kids adopted every year, I can tell you foster care is no joke. It is no fun for these kids. Many of these foster care parents are leftists who care about nothing but the check. But the point is, because of that, they said the California Attorney General, Javier Becerra, announced that his state will prohibit its employees from traveling to Texas because Texas has enacted laws that he said discriminate against the LGBT. That's it. So I don't know whether this adoption agency says, look, if we don't want to adopt to gay families because we want children to be in what we consider to be, Bible-thumping families, who cares? They're not saying you can't adopt into gay families. They're saying you can't be held to be forced to adopt that way. Nothing wrong. Look, I get it. It would be, and I know people would go, well, Kevin, hey, they could say the same thing about black people. No, really? So explain. Look, I don't need to talk to you about the system of adopting babies. White babies are preferred. Black babies are not. White families do more adopting than black families. I could go on. So if you want to mix it into race and all this other stuff, let me tell you, if there's a black baby that's waiting in foster care, the likelihood it's going to be adopted by a black family is pretty slim. I mean, it's certainly per capita not as good as you might think it would be. The likelihood is it's a white family waiting to adopt that child. So I don't need to get into, oh, what about black and white? All I'm telling you is it's a very subjective system. People walk into the child to adopt their system, and you know what they do? They go, I'd like a white baby. I'd like a Mexican baby. I'd like a black baby. If you want to talk about racism, why shouldn't you just go, I just want, pass laws that say you can only adopt the next available baby. They don't do it because they let people choose what they want their family to be like. So if somebody goes, I would prefer not to have the baby be gay, if you can measure that, I bet you there are people who would choose it. Oh, dude, Kevin's keeping it real now. You're doggone right I am. So if an adoptive agency says, we want parents that are like this, they should be able to set their rules. They're the ones having to foot the bill. They're the ones working with these kids to get them into families. If they choose what they want family to look like, who cares? There are many places where the LGBT can adopt kids. Many. And if they go, look, that's not our definition of family, I don't care. Yeah, look, and if somebody said, look, there are white families that go in to adopt white kids and go, my idea of family is I want a white kid. I get it. If you were to have your biological kid, it wouldn't look like Kevin Jackson. So go get your white kid. I don't think of you as racist. I think of you as we want a family that we're not sitting around explaining ourselves all the time. Or people go, oh, she's adopted. I get it. Doesn't make you racist. Oh, drive me crazy. So anyway, they don't want to do that. So they said, California is joined the growing list of states. Alabama, Kentucky, and South Dakota were added at the same time. So they won't let their people go to Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, or South Dakota. It says because of the similar legislation that they passed in Texas. So the state of California is telling its government employees, you can't do anything in these other states because of these things. But they could travel to Mexico, where they have human trafficking, drug gangs, sex slavery, and all other kinds of stuff. Go there. Hey, you want to go to the Middle East, where they will beat women for nothing, burn them, acid them, you know, vaginal mutilation, and whatever. Oh, go there. No problem. People are crazy. You leftists, every time I start thinking about you, you suckers, I just go, y'all are crazy. Y'all are flat out nuttier than squirrel turds. And they don't even see it. California is going to lay down the law. Look, if it weren't for the fact that California were in the middle of the country, there wouldn't be two people in that state. If it were in, quote, flyover country, the only advantage California has is it's huge and it's up against the coastline, the West Coast, and that's it. If it weren't for that, nobody would want to live in that godforsaken place. Land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. That's what I call it. Oh, man. You know what? I didn't even think I was going to spend this much time on this topic, but the more I think about it, the more it irks me. It really does. Because as opposed to looking at what California is saying is we're banning Texas, we're banning Alabama, we're banning Kentucky and South Dakota. You don't know what you're doing. You're no longer citizens of the United States as far as we're concerned. You know what? The feeling's mutual. I wish other states would do this. I wish they would say, we're going to put a moratorium. If you've lived in California, you're tainted. We don't want you. You got to stay there. You got to suffer. You're the reason that California stinks on ice. And so you're banned from migrating there. And tell them they got to live there. If you're a company, you now have to stay. You watch people sneaking out. But California would look like Mexico. There'd be people sneaking across. Arizona would have to put border guards up to keep Californians out. Are you kidding me? They'd all be migrating up into Oregon, you know, see in a Washington, because everybody else would be Oh man. Anyway, folks, that's gonna do it for me today. I wish we'd gotten to so much more, but you know how it works. Anyway, we'll be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.